Graham, football is such a frustrating game, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. I thought it was a very entertaining game, to be fair. But, I thought it was two good teams that both wanted to win the game and attacked at will. But, obviously taking the lead twice, we'd expect and hope to see the game out and win 3 points. But unfortunately, the two goals come at real bad times, which, one just before half time and then one 2 or 3 minutes after we took the lead in the second half. So, disappointing on that side. But it's a point against what I feel is a very good team.
You can't be disappointed with the performance, can you?
No, that's it. I think we've played some really good stuff and we've scored two very good goals and created more opportunities to score, especially second half. Not took them, but we were in there and like I said, we did score two goals. It's just the, I think there's a little bit of game management we have to learn and learn it quickly. We have got what started a very young side, and I think it might have shown in the timing of the goals we conceded. But their general play was superb, their efforts and the commitment to the game was fantastic. So we just got to keep improving week by week on various aspects of the game.
And given the conditions, windy, blustery, not ideal for football. No. As you said, an entertaining spectacle, and you knocked it round really nicely at times as well.
Yeah, I think we've got good footballers in here, and the pitch is conducive to good football. Like you say, if it come about 6 foot above the grass today, it was all over the place. So I thought we played some really, really good stuff today, and there was some excellent performances within the team. They're disappointed in there, of course, because they wanted to win the game, and like I said, taking the lead twice, we're disappointed. But there was a lot of positives to take, and we have to take them into a massive game on Saturday.
The two goals against you were two excellent strikes as well, weren't they? I mean, I guess from an ex-defender, you look at the defensive side of those goals, but two good strikes.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take anything away from the actual the strike from both players. They were superb, from that distance to beat Maxi, they had to be. But, just in the lead up, we could have done a couple of things a little bit better, without a doubt. And, that's the sort of thing we have to improve on a little bit. Generally, we've been very good defensively this season. And we just have to get back to that and get a couple more clean sheets between now and the end of the season. But, the lads are giving everything they've got. And like you say, it was two, worldy strikes to get past us.
And your goals were high quality as well. I mean, a terrific delivery from Horton for the free kick, and you'd be so pleased for Jamie to get a goal.
Yeah, I believe he should score more goals, and I do tell him that. And but he's keen to do that. He's a young player that you see his general play. I think on his day, I don't think there's another centre forward that can play like that in League One, to be honest. I think he's got everything in his locker, but it's about producing it. And if he's in the right frame of mind, then he's a very hard player to play against. And like you say, it was a great delivery from Nick. And then the second goal from Josh was a superb finish. We know the quality that he's got within him, and it was a fantastic strike.
And Stephen Schumacher on the bench today and on the pitch, that's great for you to be able to call on him in this run-in now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I thought Stuart Murdoch came into the team for his first, I think, league start this season. I thought he was superb. Played a great role in the game. And obviously, Proc came in as well. And Shuey coming on, I thought we as soon as we took the lead, we told him to go and warm up, because we knew he'd need his experience and composure. And unfortunately, if we hadn't conceded so soon, I think we'd have seen the game out. But we know of his qualities, and we're glad to have him back in the squad for match days.
Jeff Hughes not in the 18 after Saturday. Is there a bit of an issue there with his injury?
Yeah, he's been struggling for the last couple of weeks, to be honest, with a bit of a groin. And he was managing himself through it, but looking at his physical performances on Saturday and everything, he was struggling, and for his own good we took him out. And he did say he was holding it, trying to do his best for the team, but unfortunately he couldn't have played at 100%, and we need everyone. We can't carry anybody, so he had to miss the squad today, and hopefully he'll be back fit soon.
And frustrating as it is, a point to point, it's a point nearer. And if you string a couple of wins together now, you know, there's still plenty of life in this season for you, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely, yeah, without a doubt. I think Scunthorpe are a good team. I think if you look at the players that they've added to the squad and the way they played, so I think it's a good point. Just obviously, we love to take three, especially at home. But like you say, it's another point onto the tally. And we've got a fantastic game for our whole club to look forward to on Saturday at Bramall Lane, and so we'll get the lads rested up and prepared as well as possible. And I think if they perform like they did tonight, then we've got a great chance of putting on a good performance and hopefully getting a result.